outcome of the material potency of Supreme Lord. Those who are averse to happiness, absolute happiness, Supreme Lord, who is all existence, all knowledge, all bliss, he is the absolute bliss. Absolute bliss is Supreme Lord. Without his grace, nobody can get actual happiness. Without the grace of Supreme Lord, who is all bliss, all good, all existence, all knowledge, Purna Satchidananda Vigraha, he is person, person infinite. He can take initiative. Forcibly I cannot get him. These are all created beings, his. They want to enjoy this world. They have come from Supreme Lord, but they have got the relative independence. Supreme Lord never interferes in the relative independence of the conditioned souls of the one. Otherwise it will be reduced to matter, inertia. Supreme Lord will lose, and all the sentient beings, they will also lose. Supreme Lord himself appears. Sometimes he sends his own person, and residing in the heart as Chaitya Guru, in the heart he is also residing, giving impetus to the human beings. Other beings have got no capacity to worship him. As you find, in this world, parents have got some affection for the children. Although there is some interest in it. It is not pure. But God's love for all is pure love. No interest. Yet you will find mother has got some sort of weakness for children. Father has got some sort of weakness. And one child is crying to get something which is not good for him. And they are obstructing. No, don't take, don't take. When that child was crying loudly, then there is some weakness in it. All right, take, 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 take. Like that, all the living beings are created by, have come from Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord has got affection for all. When those conditioned souls, by seeing the glamour of the universal energy material, they are to enjoy it out of mistake. And they do not want to go to Supreme Lord. Then Supreme Lord is giving some sort of to human beings, not others. Others have got no discriminating power. When we want to enjoy, then he has to create all these numerous, innumerable millions of species to fulfill our desire. All right, you cannot enjoy me. If you want to enjoy, you have to enter into these places. Many times you have heard aquatic animals, trees, then birds, then worms, and beasts, and after that 400,000 this human being, this birth of human being we have got. Here Supreme Lord has given one discriminating power to the human being. Now, you think whether you want to enjoy this world and pass through these different species, or you want to come to me. If you want ananda actual, then you have to come to me, you have to engage yourself for my service. He himself appeared, at least in India, and he sent his own persons, and residing in the heart he is giving impetus, go here, do this. Now, you think that ananda we cannot get. Ananda is Krishna himself, Rasa Vaisha, masculine phase of Godhead. Ananda is not something to be acquired by us. He is not subservient to us. We commit a Himalayan blunder here. All the conditioned souls of this world, they are committing a Himalayan blunder. When they try to get ananda by their own initiative, own power, mental and physical power, which is given by the Supreme Lord, they will get just the reverse. Want of knowledge, want of existence, devoid of knowledge, devoid of existence, devoid of happiness. It dazzles like the shadow of Supreme Lord, as if Satchidananda, active Lord Satchidananda. So jump into it, and they are entangled by the universal energy, and they are passing through cycles of consciousness. By that, they are imbibing many impressions, many birds, many impressions, many ideas inside the heart. Numerous. In the science of dream, you will find those who have got knowledge about this, they say, a person cannot see anything in the dream which he did not see earlier. It is irrational. He might not have seen in this world, in this birth, but he saw it some birth. Sometimes he saw something which he did not see in this world. There's a proof. We are receiving impressions. We have already received impressions from numerous births. And those impressions are in the heart. And now we have got this human birth. But that animal potence, animal inclination, animality is there. That sort of propensity to enjoy is also in us. So there will be waves of bad thoughts, waves of good thoughts. Numerous waves of thoughts. By passing through so many births, we have imbibed that. We have received those ideas in our heart. Now if you say, go away, by saying go away, they will not go. If you give a portion of your house on rent to somebody, and after that you go away, he will not go. Once if he enters in as on rent to your house, it will be difficult for you. You have to go to court. You will not leave. In India, I don't know in London what it is, or in other places. So if you have received those things, now you say, go away, they will not go. Sadhana is a kind of struggle. It is, you have imbibed those bad thoughts, and you have also done good deeds. Sometimes waves of good thoughts will come, sometimes waves of bad thoughts will come. You should not blame others for this. You are reaping the fruits of your own action. You have to change it. For that, you have to practice. You are neophytes, you are novice. You have to suppress the bad thoughts. When that bad thoughts will come, we should not give impetus to it. If we give impetus to it, after some time it will go away. Some of the thoughts will come. But again it will come with more velocity, more power. Mass into velocity, momentum. More force will come. If you can suppress, then it will come again, but with less velocity. In this way, when the good thoughts, you are increasing the good thoughts. When good thoughts is predominating in you, and you want to worship Supreme Lord, at that time you should worship as much as you can. But it will not remain permanently. Because if you pass through so many births, other evil thoughts will come again. In this opportunity you should worship as much as you can. Then also that bad thought will come, then your mind will be diverted. At that time you should try to suppress that, remove that bad thought. Then it will come with less force. And when the good thoughts will be predominating, then you will become a realized soul. One realizes the Nitya Siddha, another realizes Sadhana Siddha. You are not Nitya Siddha. Sudama, and other, what are the names? Vishakha, Lalita, Vishakha. They are Nitya Siddha. They are personal associates of Radha Krishna. Personal associates of Krishna. And those conditioned souls who are worshipping here, trying to worship, when they get the real estate, they call Sadhana Siddha. This difference is there. Without the association of real Vrajavasi, we have got sweet love for Krishna. You cannot have that attitude. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in this world to distribute that sweet rosh, sweet, delightful relation love for Krishna due to delightful relation, master-servant relation, friendship relation, parent-son relation, children relation, and husband-wife relation. Everything you are seeing in this world, actually these relations are with Krishna. This world is the transcendental realm, perverted reflection of transcendental realm, Golok Vrindavan. There highest is Gopi Prem, here lowest is Gopi Prem. Why? Because as much attachment you will have on this body and body relation, so much your bondage will be here. Here, neutral relation, Shantaras, is good in this world. But there, Shantaras is at the bottom. Because their object worship is Krishna, all bliss. If you remain indifferent from Him, you will be loser. As much attachment you will have with Krishna, so much you will be benefited. You will get more ananda. Perverted reflection. If the tree is reflected in the pond, you will find that the root is up and the upper portion is in the down. Perverted reflection. This world is perverted reflection. Actual relation there is with Krishna. And highest relation is Braja Prem. Actually we have got our relation with Krishna. Krishna is our eternal master. Nobody else. Nobody else. Actual real relation. Krishna is our friend. Krishna is our friend, also son. As son you can worship Krishna. Krishna is also husband. By marriage or by without marriage. But here it is at the bottom. Because here the relation is not eternal. And result is very much poisonous. As much attachment you will have in this world, so much suffering will be there. Parakya Rash, Gopi Prem is the lowest here. But it is the highest because the object is Krishna. When Krishna appeared in Dwapar Yuga, He made pastimes with all His personal associates. He did not give this prem to anybody. But in this Kali Yuga, just after that, 28th Chatur Yuga, 28th, 4th, Satyate Dwapar Kali, of 7th Manvantara, in Dwapar Yuga, Swayam Bhagavan, original Bhagavan appeared. Only in one day of Brahma, He appeared. We are so fortunate. We are born after that. Krishna, by taking the complexion and mode of worship of Radharani, appeared as Gauranga Mahaprabhu to distribute that prem to all, irrespective of caste, creed, and in this Kali Yuga. So we should utilize this. You are so fortunate. If you don't utilize this, then again we shall have a human birth. There is no guarantee. There is no guarantee, certainty. Whatever you think at the time of death, According to that, he should get his birth. So why you should lose this chance? Now, the bliss is descending. Bliss we cannot acquire. When our Gurudev used to say, as long as we do not try, we do not make any effort to get ananda, so long we are happy. A bit happy. But when we try to get ananda, then miseries will be multiplied. Too much miseries will come. Because all these are devoid of ananda. Outside it seems like, as you see mirrors in the desert, and water is there, actually water is there, it's an optical illusion. No water is there. You are going ahead, going ahead, going ahead, receding, receding, and up. Lastly, you will die fidgeting. No water you will get. You see, Prakash, in this way, you have to understand. This is the, here, bliss will descend through proper perceptual channel. Through proper perceptual channel. Here, seriously you think, there should be Sad Guru, bona fide Guru. Bona fide Guru, who is bona fide Guru? Srautiyam Brahmanishtam. He must get the mantra from perceptual channel. Through perceptual, bona fide perceptual channel. Without that he has got no seed. No lifeful seed. Lifeless seed, if you try to get some plant from that by sowing it in the cultivated land, will get anything? Lifeful seed will get. So, lifeful seed can be given by Supreme Lord through his proper perceptual channel. You have got it. He must get this mantra from Supreme Lord to perceptual channel, Srautriya. Or he must have knowledge of all the authentic scriptures, Vedas, etc. This is another explanation. So that if the disciples have got any doubts, then he will be able to give solution of it, remove that doubt with scriptural evidence and also reasoning. But that is not sufficient. There are many so-called scholars are there, they can do this. Next, Srautira Brahmanishtam. His mind should be fixed in Brahma, in Brahma. There is a firm attachment for Brahma. You should have realization of for Brahma. Without realization, he cannot give that to others. Only by scriptural knowledge he cannot give. Theoretical spiritual knowledge is not sufficient. That is a practical life. Sat Sadhu, Sat Guru is not so cheap. I was there in my house. I never heard about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu so much. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's own person, a personal associate, came to our place. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent. And perchance, Gurudev stayed in the house of a clerk, we say Murya, of a clerk. My uncle was advocate. and that clerk used to come to our house. And heard the Guru Maharaj stayed there. I never had been to his house. I went there and got contact of him. And heard his sermons and had also correspondence with different questions. Ultimately, I submitted to him. How? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent his own person there in Assam, a remote place. I had no knowledge of this. Shuddha Bhakta. How I will come? So, when Prabhupada or Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur appeared, Bhaktivinoda Thakur appeared, after the disappearance of Mahaprabhu and all his personal associates and other great Vaishnavas, there is a dark age here in Bengal. Nobody could understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy of divine love. So many pseudo-sects cropped up. So many. By then all the people here in Bengal, they misdirected. They thought this is not actual teaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They lost their faith. Then Krishna thought, that by these conditioned souls, by their pedantic feats, they will not be able to understand me. My own person should go there. Out of compassion he sent Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And our Bhaktivinoda Saraswati appeared. And he, by the order of the Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Panchatattva, you should spread this throughout the world. So, as a disciple, he had to do this. And he sent his person throughout the world. So this is in the seventh Manantar, all should be given this scope. Only India will have the opportunity and others will be deprived. No. Everywhere you should. And Puri Goswami Maharaj also repeatedly encouraged me. You should go outside. Because our devotees of North India, they are pressing me to go. What I shall get there? I have come to worship Krishna. If I go there, I shall get money, wealth, etc. All these worldly things. I do not require this. No. This is the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Order of the Panchatattva. And order of the Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, etc. Our Gurudev, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami. We should go. Thrice he encouraged me and wrote me a letter. Then I decided to go. In this way, when that knowledge will descend, Ananda will descend to a completely surrendered soul, and from our side we should submit unconditionally. What is Saranagati? You have already sixfold Saranagati, practice of sixfold Saranagati. You know, Dhanna, Atma Nivedan, Gaptirtya Varan, Avasya Rakhi Bhagishna, Vishrasa Balan, Bhakti Arukur Matra Kajjara Shikar, Bhakti Pati Guru Abhantyana. Always you should remember this. Only by memorizing we will not get. We should have practical life. Gurus should be such. If I am fortunate, I shall come in contact with that. And our Bhaktivinoda Thakur predicted that this Shuddha Bhakti channel will not be stopped. Because of this, we have got some sort of hope. We shall get somebody. Somebody will be here. But when you want quality, you couldn't get quantity. And in this, you have to think that I cannot get my objective ananda by my own capacity. If you try, frustration surely will come. I shall have to take absolute shelter to Supreme Lord. I am not of this world, Ganna. I am not of this world. Yatva imani bhutani jayante. I have come from Krishna. I belong to Krishna. Krishna, this body also belongs to Krishna. From Krishna's material energy I have got this body. I have got no hold over my own body. This body should remain for the satisfaction of Krishna. As my potency remains for me, God's potency will remain for God. So body, I have got no hold over my body. Subtle body, mind, intelligence, pervert ego, that also belongs to Supreme Lord. Apara Prakriti, in Gita it is said. Prakriti means potency. And Para Prakriti is real self, is the outcome of the Para Potency. If he is the owner of the potency, a product of the potency will be owner of somebody else. I am not the owner of my subtle body, astral body. This also belongs to them. My Atma also belongs to Krishna. It comes out of the Parapranasa. I am of Krishna, Saranagati. And with firm faith, we are not to spoil a moment for this. We should submit. He is the only protector. With firm belief, no, I cannot protect myself. Nobody on earth can protect. They themselves cannot protect themselves. How they will protect? Krishna is the only protector. Krishna is the only protector for outside foes, for inside foes. Kaam, krodh, lobh, moha, lust, anger, and infatuation, all these things are there in the heart, in our mind. These are also foes. Krishna will protect us. Such belief should be there. Whether you are going to believe it or not, whether you think it or not, you should try to rectify yourself. And he will sustain, he will maintain, and nobody else. This is called Sharanagati. This is called actual taking shelter. I cannot maintain myself. Parents think I am maintaining children. No. Maintainer, he is the sustainer and maintainer. And whatever is congenial for his satisfaction, I shall do. Whatever is prohibited, I shall give up. This is called Saranagati. That Saranagati we can get if we submit to a devotee who has actually submitted it to Supreme Lord. That actual submission is the nature of the real self. Nature of the real self who has that feeling in him, whose natural Saranagati or cause the devotion is manifested, he can manifest others cause the devotion or Saranagati, whatever it is. Then you can perform bhakti. Without Saranagati, no bhakti can be done. And when you will do bhakti, all these ideas will come. Worldly ideas will come. Sometimes, if good ideas will come, you will have encouragement to. Sometimes bad ideas will come. You have to fight against that. Chanchalangi manakrishna pramati balavaddhyan. Tasya nigrimanat vayuriva sudhishkaram.
అసంశయ భావం మన దుర్నిగ్రహించడం. ఆ భాషను కౌంతి అప్పుడు దగ్గరకు గురించి ప్రాక్టీస్ ఆ భాషను కౌంతి అయింది గీతానికి. యు హ్యావ్ టు డూ ఇట్ నౌ. ఐ హ్యావ్ గాట్ వన్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ ప్రాక్టీస్, వన్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ నేచర్ టు డ్రింక్ లికర్ వైన్. Now it is prohibited, intoxication is prohibited. Now I cannot. Then you cannot get the objective. This is prohibited. This is not, it cannot be offered to Supreme Lord. What cannot be offered to Supreme Lord, you cannot take. Only medicine is not sufficient. Here also in doctors, they give medicine also, they prescribe actual diet. Every distinct disease has got a distinct diet. The disease of birth and death and threefold afflictions, these worldly afflictions, is medicine is Harinam, but true devotee. And along with prasad, that which cannot be offered, we should not take. Now I have got intoxication. I cannot give up. No. You try. You have made this sort of habit. Now you have to change it. Nobody will change it. Now you are taking daily. You take after 2 days. Then after 5 days. Then after a week. Then after a fortnight. Then after a month. Gradually. That sort of penance, you may say, and you have made this sort of ill practice, evil practice. Now you are to change this. All can be realized, cannot be realized soul. If he does not do practice in this worldly qualification, if you do not engage your energy, you cannot get actual qualification. So much energy is to be given, even to get some sort of qualification in this world, material world. To get God, you have to do this. So here, what that is.
Devotees, we have another second question. The question is, we are to understand that this world is full of suffering and this can be seen all around us. As a neophyte devotee, at the times when suffering comes and depression attacks, it seems a lot easier to grab temporary mundane happiness rather than delve deeper into the practices of Krishna consciousness. At this time, chanting becomes very hard. Even to read, hear Harikatha, the desire disappears. Why is this? And how can we as devotees protect our Krishna consciousness when the depressions of this material life seem to take away the taste of practicing? Someone said that this suffering we have to go through is the mercy of Sri Guru. Is this the case? Is this true? And if so, why would the loving father want to see his son suffering to such a degree that he might lose some faith in the process of chanting and remembering, etc., leading him to search for happiness in the instant material world? Is this suffering to be seen on the level of justice, karma, as opposed to mercy, which seems to be the flow of realization and bhakti from the higher plane, rather than the suffering we have to experience due to living here? Guru Maharaj, his divine reply.
Now you see, full of suffering, he has got realization. This is, the world is full of suffering. This is also good. Negatively. Now you see,
why is it, how we can as devotees protect our Krishna consciousness in depression?
You see, already it is stated that Supreme Lord He is gracious to all. He has got love to all. Samaham sarvabhutesu na drishyate na priya. I am equal to all. I am impartial. There is no enemy to me, no friend. Je bhaji tumang bhaikta maite te shucha. One who is worshipping me with firm devotion, he is for me, I am for him. In Gita it is said. Now you see, we have to understand that this world is full of suffering, and this can be seen all around us. As a neophyte devotee, at the times when suffering comes and depression attacks, it seems a lot easier to grab temporary mundane happiness rather than delve deeper into the practices of Krishna consciousness. At this time, chanting becomes very hard. And in to read here, now I want to give one instance from Upadeshamrita of Rupa Goswami. There Rupa Goswami has said, Sat Krishnama Charitadi Sitabha Vidya Pityavata Naura Chikami Kintu Adara Dhanujinam Khalushriva Jushta Sadvikramad Bhavatitvad Gata Mulahantri. In Sanskrit, Sat Krishnama Charitadi. Krishna's name, form, attributes, associates, realm, everything is very sweet, like a sugar candy. Not only sugar candy, best of the sugar candy, excellent sugar candy. There is no illustration you will find here. So much sweet. But sometimes when there is the disease of biliousness, disease of bile, biliousness, the tongue becomes bitter. In tasting sugar candy, best sugar candy, it is very bitter, it is not good. Actually, sugar candy is sweet. It is not bitter. But my tongue has become bitter. But what the Ayurvedic doctor here in this, in India, doctor, they will prescribe, yes, you have got this sort of difficulty. You cannot taste sugar candy. All right. You have to take the sugar candy juice. Sugar candy juice. Make a juice it. And you take it. As much you will take the water of a cool water of sugar candy, that will enter into your stomach, will suppress the biliousness gradually. Gradually you will find bitterness is less, 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 and ultimately you will have a taste or a kind of sweetness. After all, when biliousness will be totally removed, then you will have the taste of sugar candy fully. Oh, it is very sweet, like that. When we first start being conditioned souls, we have got this disease of biliousness. What is the biliousness? Avidya. I am this body, this material ego, and all the relations of my body is my relation. This is called biliousness, ignorance, is the disease. What to do? Now when I utter Krishna, I do not like to do this. I have lost the duty. I am liking to enjoy this world. That has now attracting me. Because my this ignorance of biliousness is there. I am this body, and body relations is mine. And in this body, bodily sense organs are there. And I want all these objects of sense organs. All this will come. So, what we have to do? In spite of this, that Krishna, I have no desire to do it. In spite of that, you should do it. You should do Harinam without tenfold offenses. You should not stop it. Go on doing. And by doing that, that Harinam will enter into you and your ignorance, nescience will be removed. Gradually you will be able to take the test of the transcendental sweetness of Krishna. You have to practice without tenfold offenses. Don't blame others. Always remember the teachings of Srimati Devi to her son Dhruva. Remember that. You will worship Krishna, worship Padma Paratulachana Hari. But you should not have any hostile mentality to anybody in this world. Whoever it is. You should efface from your heart. Then you will get. And Dhruva had the qualification of whatever mother has said, whatever Gurudev Narada said. Immediately he effaced from the heart. And he became clear. And there was no hostile mentality, nothing. And he was uttering the Padma Prasanna Lochana Hari. Where is Padma Prasanna Lochana Hari? Uttering, weeping. And Krishna is satisfied. And when Krishna is satisfied, all his stepmother, Suruchi, and his birth father, Uttanpad, and others, all are satisfied. All are crying. He did not go to anybody. But when God is satisfied, all of them. And God now thinks that his father will die before Dhruva. He came to Uttanpad. Uttanpad was so much repenting and crying and lamenting. And pacified him by saying something. There is nobody on earth to kill your son. If your son is in your lap, my son may die. But nobody on earth can kill your son because Supreme Lord is guarding. He is protected by Supreme Lord. Believe me, I am saying. Don't be worried, he will come to you. Then he went to the forest to see Dhruva. So this we have to remember. This sort of hostile mentality to anybody is not good. Whenever we shall get desires of this world, and if there is any obstruction, we become furious. Dhyata vishan tuśa saṅga steshu bhujāyate. Saṅga sanjayate kāma kāmat krodha vijāyate. Krodhat bhavati sambha sambha smriti bhavbhava. Siddhivamsa dhuddhināsa buddhināsa pranashrami gītā. When you think about all these worldly benefits, if there is any opposition to it, any obstruction to it, you become unbalanced, upset.
they become of Parama Bhajan. In the name of Bhajan, we are thinking of this worldly interest and we are quarreling. Suffering is good. When we suffer, it is good. When we have got disease, if we have got a healthy body, then we want to enjoy. Sometimes we may commit some crimes. Even if you do not do any such crime, but physically, externally, but you will have the attachment to your body. Through this body I am getting this physical satisfaction. At the time of death, you will have immense suffering. I do not want to leave this body. I do not want to leave this body. This is very dear to me. Then messenger of God of death, rock, we shall take. No, forcibly they will take. Then you will have so much suffering. And if you have got not healthy body, illness, oh God, take me, I do not want to remain in this world, take me. Which is better? Then sound health, good body is better, or diseased body is better? Thank you. Now from the heart you have to say, not from the mouth. This is body. For that is this is also by Lord has got two potency in relation to us, the conditions of us. There are infinite potency. Two potency. One is external potency and the internal potency. Chit Shakti, internal potency, external potency, Achit Shakti, Jaramaya, material energy. When we do not want to serve Krishna, then Mahamaya will come and give a slap. Hack! Then we shall have this is not good. When you want to do good to your child, sometimes you give slap, sometimes you also adore. Parents, they do it. Sab band ho gaya. Parents will do. Like that. Sometimes their slapping, giving slap, and sometimes their loving, both out of affection. Krishna out of affection sometimes giving that slap by external potency, sometimes as devotee comes to give us satisfaction, encouragement. Both are necessary. Next, again, Sri Radha and Krishna have infinite associates in Goloka Vrindavan. We have heard from our acharyas that associates like Lalita Sakhi, Sudama and many others are expansions of Krishna or Sri Radha, and that they never leave with us. They are the Nitya Siddha, eternally realized. They did not come to this body. But we are conditioned souls. After performing bhajan, after coming in contact with the realized soul of a pure devotee, when we get our realization, then we go sadhana siddha. Sadhana siddha is different from Nitya Siddha. Different. Nobody can become Lalita Sakhi. Nobody can become Sudama Sakha.
Pradita, Vishakha, nobody can become. We can get Raganuga Bhakti from a Tattik or actual Brajavasi who has got that sort of sweet love by accompanying, by his communication as Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, our Guru Bhargava. We can get that. For example, supposedly, a conditioned soul has achieved her emancipation and her relationship is the same as Sudama. No, there is Sudama is Sakkaras. Sakkaras and his Ras, husband and wife relation, or this Gopi Prem, Madhur Ras, is different. When you will have contact with such gopis, those who have got that sort of inner impetus to love Krishna, they can transmit that to others. Others cannot get it. And after that, a sadhak, those who is practicing, he can become a realized soul if he performs all the procedural practices, giving up all abominable practice. Evil practice, all the practices he has to give up and accept this advice by the realized souls. The realized souls who are our Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur is Rupanuga. Rupamanjari is under Lalita Sakhi and he is Rupanuga. And he has come to preach Rupanuga Bhakti. That pure devotion, love for Krishna.